I mean, I played okay. There's obviously a lot of things to improve on. But I mean, it was cool to get out there and kind of, you know, go through getting play calls, you know, through the headset from, you know, Jen on the sidelines and being on the field with no coaches and all that stuff. So it was cool to go through game situations. But I mean, got to get better and continue to improve.
If it wasn't scrimmage rules, that's a touchdown to Mike Brown on the back.
I thought
shoulder,
so too.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would have got my head taken off, but. Yeah, so, I mean, those things we got to work on. Like, you know, I didn't get the protection right, so, you know, try to get rid of it as quick as possible. And Mike made a great play coming back to the ball on the back shoulder throw, and I think he scored.
What about the throw you made to Mike to begin the drive?
That was a great catch. He did a good job of, you know, getting inside and getting back outside and stacking them in the cover two, and I was able to get it to him outside. Made a great catch.
What was the initial call on that play?
It was the play that was run. There was a couple. There was some things.
That's what Jed said.
Yeah, there were some things going on at the line, but we ended up running what Jed called.
What did you get out of this that you don't get out of other practices?
You know, I think just the situations. You know, you go through different situation and practices. It's kind of segmented, but I think here, being able to do that in a live as possible scenario. You know, moving the ball. You know, you're not running four plays and then the twos are up, or four plays and then the threes are up. You know, you're finishing your drive and we're going to see what you can do.
Better preparation than a regular practice?
I think it's all great. I think it's all needed and necessary. I enjoy doing it all, and I know we have a blast. You know, we're going to compete no matter what the circumstances and scenarios are.
How many snaps do you think would have been either sacks or a danger of sacks for you today?
I'm sure a couple. It's always hard to tell when it's not live. But, I mean, I'm sure... you know, I would have been hit, you know, a couple of times, and, you know, I'm sure most of those were on me anyways.
So next week you will get hit, and right? Yeah. That will be part of it. Yeah. You look forward to that, and what do you want to, you know, get accomplished right now?
Yeah, look
and
forward
then.
To getting hit. So, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be the first opportunity to show what we've been working on, and we look forward to, you know, having the opportunity to compete.
So, but between now and then, what can you do?
We're going to continue to do the same thing. I'm going to continue to do the same thing, continue to work on the things I'm working on, continue to try and learn, continue to ask questions, you know, to Chad and Frank and Jed and Ricky and all those guys, and learn as much as possible. It's a process. You know, I'm not going to know the offense by, you know, the time we play. So it's a process, and it's going to take a while. And now, you know, I'm trying to continue to learn it.
But you were happy overall with how you looked and how you played?
Yeah, I think it was all right. You know, I think I did some things that were okay. I think I could have done a lot of things better. And, you know, I think that's part of it. So, you know, I'll learn from my mistakes and try to improve.